Our church gives a tithe offering of all the offerings we have collected for his work outside of our church. Now, we'd like to give a tithe offering of 89,100 yen. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your abundant blessings, including financial blessings, as a token of our thanksgiving. We now give you this tithe offering. You are in control in all the world, and everything belongs to you. We believe in that. To express our faith, we give you this tithe offering. Consecrate this and use this for your glory. Thank you for your overflowing blessings for us. Thank you that your glory will be reaching to the whole world. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Good morning, everyone, once again. I published YouTube entitled Impossible Stories. And this program is related to testimonies that God give us this church. So I'd like to introduce one of them to you first. Well, I went on a camp for skiing, and when we had lunch during the camp, Pastor Yamakawa came to me and said, "Why don't we ski together this afternoon?" And I answered, "I'm not going to ski together with those who are poor at skiing." I was joking, but, well, I was just a beginner in skiing. I could only ski Bogen, and I was not able to stop when I ski. And while I was skiing, I usually, whenever I couldn't stop, and I panicked usually, but every time I did that, God helped me to stop. But that afternoon, I couldn't stop, and I turned over and collapsed. And with my skis on my feet, and I had a fracture in my leg. And after that, I was brought to a clinic for bones. And a doctor there explained to me that I would not have to be hospitalized. And he said that they're going to fix the fracture of mine. Then several big guys who looked like wrestling athletes, they came in, and some of them pulled my back this side, and the others pulled my back to the opposite side, and they pulled me. And then they said, "Now this fracture has been fixed." Anyway, I was again brought to another hospital, and a doctor said my fracture was not healed at all. It was not cured at all, and he said I would have to be hospitalized for a long time. And doctors warned me that I was going to have terrible pain while I was sleeping. And they gave me pills to kill the pain. But I prayed to God that I would not have pain. Then God answered my prayers. And I didn't feel any pain at all during that night. Supposedly that I was I was given by the doctor. I didn't need it. And my roommate in the hospital room, he had a gips also because of a fracture, and he warned me that whenever we have a gips on the leg because of a fracture, the skin was going to be itchy very much. So I prayed to God, God, please help me not to have itchy. Not help me that I will not feel itchy. Then the Lord answered my prayers, and I didn't have itchiness at all on my leg. Well, I was hospitalized in a hospital in Koma City, and while I was staying there, God used the charm to prepare me to start this church. And I learned that God really answers our prayers. So why not we pray more? Another story, true story, that when I went to Davao City on the first or the second day, we had a Philippine pastor whose name was Pastor Eddie. He was a host to our team. And one of his daughters, Juliette, brought me a letter to me. And I read her letter saying that, "You may not know about me, but I know you. And I have been praying for your ministry." That's what he said in her letter. And that was very impressive experience, because the next day, Sister Juliette and some other Filipino Christians, they were taken in hostage by the prisoners of the prison that they visited for evangelism. And including Juliette, several Christian people were killed during this hostage drama. And we had a funerals for those Christians. Well, but before this happened, there was an incident. Before this incident happened, I held an evangelistic meeting in a village near Davao City, and the Lord led me to give a testimony and give a message about martyrdom. Even though we were going to have an evangelistic meeting, because nobody was non-Christian, all the people who gathered were all Christians from the churches in that village. And the Lord led me to give a message about martyrdom, and the Lord led me to invite the audience to come forward if they want to give their lives to God, if they want to give lives to God for Him, to obey Him. I made this altar call, and surprisingly, this Juliette, she was the first one who came forward to give her life to God. It was very impressive sight and experience. Next day, Juliette and some other Christians, they went on an outreach to prison ministry. They visited a local prison, to prison. And then and the prisoners had been preparing to take hostage of those Christians so they will be able to free, to be freed. In those days, the president, the Philippine president, is the present president. The mayor of Davao City used to be the present Filipino president. And so I had seen him several times. And the Philippine army and the prisoners, they fired with each one another, and they made the prisoners, they made those whom they have captured in hostage, they made them a human shield. And as a result, Sister Juliet and several other Christians were killed in the fire. Looking back all of this, I really felt that the Lord really had led me to give a message about martyrdom, and Julieta responded to call. She had decided to give her life to God, and the next day she was taken hostage and she was killed. She went to heaven several days later. Well, I gave this testimony in the YouTube entitled Impossible Stories, where every week I visit TLEA churches in various parts of Japan, and I feel that the power of God has been becoming stronger as I minister with the churches. Now let's watch short movie of the Hakuba camp of last year, summer 2019. And last year, 535 participants joined this camp. And last year, we had special guests from overseas. Some Cambodian children from the orphanage in Cambodia that we support visit Japan and join the Hakuba camp together with us. And in Hakuba camp, we prepare a lot of activities such as going on a hike in Hapo One Mountains. It was foggy last year, but they liked it. If you like sports, you can join a basketball game. The leader of this team last year was one of the all-star members of his prefecture. You can enjoy athletics in Green Sports Park. Those Cambodian children, they really enjoy themselves. And we hold J Gospel Contest final in Hakuba. This is a gospel singing competition. We held a competition for adults, and we also had another competition for children and another one for young people who are under 21 years old. And last year, those Cambodian children, they were members of their own singing group, gospel singing group called Follow God. They participated in the competition for young people. And last year, Jerusalem won the first prize in the competition for adults, and Eshelon won the first prize in the competition for the young people, and Children Kibbutz won the first prize in the competition for the kids. And we hold, various kinds of seminars for 21st century style evangelism. And last year, Pastor Nakamura gave a seminar on AI. And the Cambodia children participated in a seminar of orchestra. Well, the Cambodia children relaxed, but a charismatic meeting was going to start very soon, every morning and every evening. We hold charismatic meetings, holy meetings, and every year we expect for God to speak to us. We are chosen to be loved by God. God knows our heart's desire. Even though we have no power and we are at a loss, we don't know what to do. If we pray, when we keep praying, the Lord will do His work because God loves us. God will lead us to a life that is really worthy, and it is His will for us to have a solution to our problems. And it is His will for us to have the bad things from God. God, why are you so far from me? I want to get close to you, but I don't have strength to get close to you. I thought so, but God told me. It's just that you are thinking like that, but I am in you. I am with you. We are the churches called to the end time revival. The Lord has given us a new name, the light of eternal agape. This light of His will make us happy, and this light will lead us. And in that sense, He has given us this new name, the light of eternal agape. God loves each one of us. So we are able to use our faith by confessing that God loves me. We had the best singing competition this year. We had the best buffet meals this year. Well, I have joined this Hakuba camp after a long interval of 20 years. I'm here together with Cambodian children from the orphanage. I really feel God's love. By confessing, I really feel that God loves us very much. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. I praise you. I give thanks to you. I magnify you. I exalt you. Revival has been happening, and you are going to strengthen it. You are going to use us. Your mighty work has already started to happen, and we praise you. We give you praise. We exalt you. We magnify you. We praise you. We praise you. Well, we are going to have this camp from August 4th. We have some characteristics for this camp this year, which is you have paid for the camp early. Maybe that's because of the special financial help from the Japanese government that we receive because of the coronavirus infection. The Lord said that His work is going to expand in all over the world, and God uses this camp toward it. Hakuba means white horse. White horse appears in the book of Revelation as a symbol of God's glory. Well, our situation is difficult because of coronavirus outbreak, crisis, but God is going to show His glory more, and you are going to be blessed more. You know, it's not that you are going to be rich. It's not that you are going to have enjoyable life. Of course, you are going to have enjoyable life, but it's not just that. The work of God is going to be manifested through you. Let's expect God and come to this camp. Of course, not only us, but also every Christian who lives in this time has been given a calling from God, but we need to prepare ourselves. I have learned that, well, I used to wonder if God was going to use me. I worried about that, but I was wrong thinking. It's right for us to think that God will use us. Of course, there is a condition that we need to obey God. As we obey Him, He's going to use us. And this camp, He's going to use this camp as an important thing, step for His work. And we've been walking on this earth toward heaven. Now let's watch 1 minute video. Hello, today's theme is judgment. The Bible says that every person will be judged after death. Non-Christians who died as a non-Christian, they will be judged in the last judgment. And their actions, acts, the sins will be judged, and all of them, they will be sentenced to eternal condemnation and will be thrown into the fire of hell. In this judgment, two kinds of writings will be opened. But as for the judge or for Christians, judgment will be made at the time of rapture and just after the second coming, at the time of rapture. But how Christians will be judged will be totally different from judgment against non-Christians. Because Jesus became our sins and died on the cross, Christians who believe on the cross of Jesus, their sins are forgiven. So Christians' sins will not be judged. But of course, God is going to deal with us where we remain in sin. So that's why we need to repent daily, repent of our sins daily. And how God is going to judge Christians is about how we spend our lives on this earth. According to the 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13, the tasks will be made clear. So, also our way of life, whether we do the will of God on this earth, will be judged. The 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 15 says, although we'll be receiving eternal life, it says we will barely escape from the fire. The Lord will see if we live our lives according to the will of God. So let us do the will of God. Regarding judgment, Japanese Christians, they don't explain about judgment very much. Only a few Japanese Christians understand judgment. One kind of judgment is judgment against non-Christians. The sins of non-Christians will be judged because they don't believe in the cross of Jesus. They'll be condemned to eternal condemnation. But we believe in the cross of Jesus, so our sins will not be judged. But God will judge Christians too. When will He judge us, Christians? The Bible clearly tells us when. You know, rapture will occur just in the middle of the 7-year tribulation period. You know, just after rapture, Christians will be judged. Coronavirus crisis is a sign that God's judgment is drawing near. Then, about what will we Christians be judged? Our actions will never be judged. Our acts will never be judged. We are made righteous. Of course, we need to repent of our sins and we believe in the cross of Jesus. If you are non-Christian, repent of your sins now and believe in the Lord Jesus and accept Him. But God will judge us Christians how we live, whether we lived according to God's will. Please check yourselves, check on yourselves. If you think that you didn't live your life according to God's will, and you might think that it's going to be difficult for you to live for God. But the Bible tells us that if you start to live for God, God is going to forgive. I mean, God is not going to see your past. And the vice versa will also be applied. God will reward you if you live according to God's will. And your work, I mean, what you do for God, will be judged. Well, our church, we have confidence about this because we have been taught by God to give thanks to God and do His will. You know, we have been involved in the work of prophecy, and we have been slandered and criticized because of prophecy, but this is the will of God. We are now entering into climax of God's work. You know, many Christians around the world, they say about the last day during this coronavirus infection, but they do not talk much about judgment. Well, several years ago, my father was dying. He was in a dying bed, and my mother told me to go to my father to confirm his salvation, and I talked to him, and do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe in eternal life? And he said, yes, 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 and he went to heaven. God is going to reward us where we live for Him, and it's very important for us to use our lives for God. Now, it's going to the Bible. I have been telling you the coronavirus crisis. You have been shaken. Seems that the United States would like to make war with China, but I don't think they're going to have war with each other. I'm afraid that because the Bible says that Russia will start a war, and in the whole wide world, economic problems have been occurring. But don't panic, because God blesses us. We are different from non-Christians. We are different from those who are not blessed by God. We are blessed by God. So we need to keep in mind that God will help us. God will make all things work together for our good. God is going to do wonderful things for us. In the midst of our difficulties, don't say in your difficulties that I wonder if God is going to solve up my problems. Don't say that. Because the Bible says that God will help you. The Bible tells us that we are more than conquerors. We have overcome the world. So confess that God's promises will be fulfilled in our lives. You may suffer a little bit in the beginning, but you're going to be helped. It's not a way that we are shaken by things of the world. It's His way for us to show His glory to the world. Well, we are going to have Hakuba camp next week, and this camp is going to be a turning point. After this camp, we will go into the next stage in which God's glory will be manifested more. Stand firm in the fact that God blesses us. And stand firm and exercise our faith. You will never die under a bridge because of your problems. That will never happen to you because God is with us and God blesses us. He has made a lot of promises. Have faith and stand firm on His promises. Firmly. When a problem occurs, we need to deal with it. When you deal with it, one basic thing is pray and give thanks. Without praying, you will not be able to have victory. Praying and giving thanks are our foundations. When the feeling on my tooth came out, I gave thanks to God. That was when I was in Australia. I was on a mission trip to Australia, and the feeling on my tooth came out. And I thought, oh, but I gave thanks to God that the feeling came out. And then last week, again, the feeling on my tooth came out last week during a break, in the holy meeting. I ate rice crackers, and then I found a feeling on my tooth had come out. And I thought, oh, but I said, thank you, God. Then the one who served rice crackers to me, she was very worried about my teeth, and she felt that was her fault. But she knew a person, a dentist, who was willing to treat my teeth the next day. And I gave thanks to God that the next day I was treated. When a problem occurs, you need to use your faith. And to use faith, pray, and give thanks to God, and obeying God. These things are the things the Lord has been teaching us to do and confess. Well, when I learned that my son Benjamin was born with a natural brain damage, I said, the Lord would heal him. Either He would heal him or He would show His glory through his disease. By the way, I had another invitation from a German pastor. He was the one who had invited me before, and again he wrote an invitation letter to me. The Lord has been opening His ways. When a problem occurs, say, because I give thanks to God, even though I'm in a difficulty, God will do His work. If you have a problem, say, because God blesses me, I'm going to see the solution of this problem. Confess. As you use your faith, using faith is very important. By using faith and standing firm on the Word of God, you're going to see His glory in the midst of your problems and difficulties. You don't have confidence in yourselves. That's because you are not really obeying God for sure. You need to stand firm in God and obey Him. If you obey God, if you complete your obedience to God, you'll be able to stand firm. Your thinking will become different. You have something that you need to return. It's going to be hard work for you. And you are reminded of this from time to time, but you behave as if you didn't hear about it. But return as the Lord leads you. If you do what you should do, the Lord will bless you. You do not think good about your mother, but the Lord tells you to give thanks to God for what your mother did to you. You need to give thanks to God for what your mother did for you. And when you praise your mother, God is going to open a blessing for you. Now, let's repent of our sins to receive healing from God, and let's ask God to heal you. In the name of Jesus, diseases leave us. In the name of Jesus, diseases leave our bodies and minds. I command to our bodies and minds, be healed, be healed, be healed. I declare God's healing to our bodies and minds. You are tired mentally because you've been reading a wrong book. You've been reading an intellectual book. But in the bottom of your heart, you hear God speaking to you to read another good spiritual book, but you have been reading another book, intellectual book, and that is making you tired mentally. You have something wrong with your throat, and you have been having drops of candy for your throat, but you've been eating that too much. Stop it. And your nose is healed. I thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Please stand up and sing Hallelujah. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated. Some announcements. Pastor Paul Akimoto is going to minister in Osaka area this week from Monday to Wednesday. And the Holy Charismatic meeting will be held in Chiba this coming Saturday. Hakuba Camp will be held from August 4th to the 7th. And the teams that will participate in the J Gospel Contest final in Hakuba have been decided. Some of the teams have been chosen from the running up. And prayer warrior meeting will be held at 4:30. And classes after the services are going to be held. Any other announcement? Then how about Sister Imai? By God's leading, I have decided to marry Mr. Davide. Everyone, hello. I'm Davide. Nice to meet you. Congratulations. September 5th, they're going to have a wedding. Please come and join the wedding. Any other announcement? We dismiss. Thank you.